Hello, my dear, and welcome to my second questionnaire on GWA Backstage. I stumbled upon this little sexier questionnaire a few days ago. Unfortunately, I can't tag the original poster because he or her deleted his or her account, God knows when, and this questionnaire is already a year old. But yeah, I hope you enjoy it either way. And like in my last questionnaire, I tried not to ramble too much, say stupid things and bore you to death, or butcher up the English language too much. So yeah, I really hope you enjoy it. Question number one, when did you lose your virginity? I was very late. I was 21, almost 22 when I lost it to a man, and 24 when I lost it to a woman. Question number two, rough sex or soft and tender? Well, to be honest, I tend more to the rough side, but it can also be soft and tender, of course. It really depends on my mood. Like on some days I really like to, you know, lay in bed and stroke and touch and kiss for hours and have really, really sweet and tender and cuddly sex. And on other days I like to be, you know, pushed into a wall and, or, you know, into a bed and, yeah, make me scream, spank my ass or pull my hair, like that kind of thing. So number three, do you have any unusual kinks or fetishes? Yeah, I have, definitely. The first one, I think, would be my pagan fetish. Unfortunately, I never pegged a guy before, but it's one, really one of my fantasies that I peg a guy. And that would be really, really good use to my other fetish, because I have a really bad sissy boy fetish, you know. Not these kind of boys who are underaged. Oh my god, no, never in my life. But those who are, you know, look like girls. They are over 18, but they look like girls, and they are very petite, I think is the word, from their face, and they are really cute and have a little makeup on and dresses in. You know, frilly dresses and stockings and everything that make them look very doll-like. And I really like that. And I don't really care if that guy is, you know, bigger or smaller than me. It can be a 5'4" guy or 6'5" guy. And I don't really care. I really love that. As long as the guy is comfortable with, no problem. But yeah, I really, really like that. And yeah, the most guys are more or less like, oh my god, how could you like a guy in a dress? But yeah, I have to fetish, I'm sorry. And I also have another very unusual fetish. I have a bubblegum fetish. Like I really like it when someone is just chewing bubblegum, or especially when they blow and pop bubbles. Yeah, that's, yeah, it's very do very nice things for me. So another question, question number four, weirdest place you've had sex? The backseat of a car and a pool, I think, with people all around. But yeah, it wasn't really sex, it was more like touchy under the, you know, bikinis and yeah, not really sex, but only with the hands, you know. But actually sex, the backseat of a car, and it was very tight and uncomfortable, and never do it again. Number five, favorite sex position? I really like the cowgirl or the reverse cowgirl position, and I also like the missionary position. I think it's, yeah, also depends on which mood I am. I'm more submissive, or very submissive, than definitely missionary. And if I think I'm more dominant than cowgirl, or if my partner is very, very lazy. So, number six, favorite cuddle position. That's very, very easy. I really love to spoon, and especially be the little spoon. Or when my partner lies on their back and I have my head on their chest, but I really, really love to be the little spoon. I also can be the big spoon, but yeah, if you like it, I can be, but I love to be the little spoon. Seven, do you like to be dominant or submissive? Well, the question was in another questionnaire before. Before I came here to GWA, I was totally submissive, like 100%. And the more I post here, the more I embrace my more dominant side. Even if it's just in audios at the time, I'm turning slowly but surely into a switch. So yeah, I would think I now can do both sides. Question number eight. Have you ever had any one-night stands? Not really. Like, I answered that in my first question. I lost my second virginity to a woman. But it wasn't really a one-night stand because we were friends. Like, you know, the concept of a one-night stand for me is like you met and you fuck and you never will see each other again. But we were friends, we're still friends, and we just only had sex one time. But yeah, we still have contact. So I'm not pretty sure if that counts as a one-night stand. I would say no, but yeah, everyone has a different opinion on that. So, I would say no. Number nine, sex on the bed, couch, or floor. Definitely the most comfortable is the bed. Couch, it's also okay, but I would never really do it on the floor again. Like, it really can cause you a backache or a really, really nasty rock burns, and I don't need that. So I would say bed or a couch, not really the floor. I'm not a fan of the floor. Question number 10. Have you ever been caught masturbating? If so, by who, and would you ask them to join? It's very boring for me to answer that because I'm very boring. No, I never been caught by anyone, so sorry. 11. Have you ever had sex in a public place? Yes, I did. Like I mentioned at the, I think number 4 was with the weirdest place, the pool. But it's also like I mentioned before, it was not really sex. It was more like I push my hands into your pants. Like, so yeah, but I think I count this as a sexual action in a public place. So yes. Number 12, what does your favorite sexy underwear look like? And if you are a man, what could he wear to turn you on? If you're a woman, what could he wear? My favorite kind of sexy underwear. Like I mentioned before, I like guys that wear, if you're comfortable with, you can wear stockings for me, and really, really frilly things, like with cute little bows and something like that. And it's also very nice for her. But on a woman, I like more, you know, the sheer look, or very much lace. I really love the lacy look, and I have a pair of really hot pink lacy underwear, and I love to wear them. So yeah, and I'm also a very, very great fan of the wet look. Not really latex or leather, but more wet look. It looks very sexy to me, and I don't care if it's wearing by a woman or a man. It's both for me really raw. You know what I mean? So yeah, I'm starting to ramble, so next question. 13. How often do you have sex? With me, myself, and my audios, or with a partner? I don't really understand this question. Next one. 14. Do you prefer giving or receiving oral sex? This one is also really hard because I absolutely love both. I love to give and I love to receive. But if I really, really have to choose, then yeah, I love receiving, of course. most of the girls or boys love receiving. But like I said, it's a really, really close draw because I absolutely love both. 15. Is there anybody right now that you would like to have sex with? From GWA or in general? But because on both sides, definitely yes. A big fat yes. 16. Most embarrassing thing that's ever happened to you during sex? Embarrassing thing. That's a good question because I can remember anything very embarrassing. Well, if you count queeving as embarrassing, then yes, that will happen from time to time. But it's also, yeah, a natural reaction from the body. But I really can't remember anything embarrassing. Sorry. 17. A song you would listen to during hard, rough, or kinky, sexy times? I think I'm a very, I'm a very normal person. Like, I would listen to, you know, the kind of stuff that would, that everyone would listen to, you know, some Supermassive Black Hole by Muse, or Nine Inch Nails, Closer. They are really very common songs, so yeah, but I really love them. And also Most Everything from Marilyn Manson. So 18. A song you would listen to during soft, slow, and passionate, sweet, sexy times? That's a hard one. I have not really an idea. I think Hurricane by 30 Seconds to Mars, or that's a good question. I never really thought about it. There is always, you know, there are always music for very hard or rough or kinky sex, but not really for soft sex. So yeah. You know, I do. Yeah, I really tend to have rough sex, I think. So yeah, I think 30 Seconds to Mars, Hurricane, and yeah. And no idea for another song right now. 19. Are you into dressing up for sex? Oh, definitely. I really, really love role-playing. And I love to dress up. My favorite thing is actually the schoolgirl look. I have a schoolgirl outfit and I really, really love to wear it. And it's for my partners, like I mentioned, underwear, or stockings, or whatever he or she is comfortable with. 20. Would you prefer sex in the bath or the shower? Shower is a little bit dangerous, you know, it's very slippery, and I almost had a very bad how is that called? I have no idea. Like, you know, I really had my head very, very bad, and I almost blacked out from that. So yeah, I don't really have sex in the shower anymore after that. The bath is okay, I guess, but yeah, I like it more in a bed or on the couch, something like that. 21. Have you ever had a threesome? Threesome. If not, would you? I didn't have a threesome so far, but I definitely would try it out. And the question would be, of course, with two guys, or a guy or a woman, or two girls. My answer would be, I don't really care. I mean, all three sounds very, very appealing to me. Like sex with two guys, or with a guy and a girl, or with two girls, but I think I absolutely would prefer a guy and a girl, of course. So, question 22. If you could have sex right now with anyone, who would it be? With anyone?
who would I fuck right now? Who would I fuck? Sebastian Stan, definitely. 23. Would you use a sex toy? Yeah, I love to use sex toys, especially vibrators or cock rings. And I also have a very soft and nice flogger and handcuffs. 24. Have you ever sent someone a sexy or dirty picture or text? If so, what was it? Both, yes. Dirty pictures, of course. And dirty texts, yeah, of course. Sexting, absolutely. What was it? It was my upper body. So, and then text, of course, well, yeah, what I want to do with them or what I want to do to them right now. So the typical, I think. 25. Is there anything you do after sex? An example, smoking, eat or drink. I used to smoke after sex, but I stopped a while ago. So, there are only two things I do right now. Either way, I pass out or I get in the shower and cuddle after that. But I mostly pass out after sex. 26. Would you ever have sex with your best friend? I would definitely would have sex with my best friend because she's absolutely pretty and she's totally my type. But unfortunately, she's straight and she's in a relationship. And yeah, but yeah, she always said if she were single and I were a guy, she would fuck me. And I'm like, oh yeah, fuck you too. I would fuck you either way. But yeah, we kissed a few times. So she also likes to kiss me, but we unfortunately never done anything besides kissing. So yeah, but I totally would bang her, of course. 27. Early morning sex or late at night sex? I'm more for late at night sex. I'm very, very grumpy in the morning until I had my first coffee. So if you would, I don't know, except you would wake me up for sex. Like, I don't know if I would wake up with my with your head between my legs, then I wouldn't say no. If you would wake me up, so like, hey babe, let's have sex, I would say fuck you, make me coffee first. More late at night. 28. Something that will never fail to get you horny. Dirty talk. Definitely dirty talk. That's because we're all here on GWA, let's be honest. Dirty talk and a very, very nice voice. Neck kisses and neck biting. And yeah, when the guy is or the girl is behind me and they wrap their arms around my hips and they push me very, very hard into them, that's also a really big turn on for me. And 29. Favorite body part on him, her, on yourself? On him or her, I like really small breasts on women. I also very I'm very small chested, and I really, really love small chests, you know, the kind of, it's just a mouthful. You can play with them so nice and you can suck them in your mouth so nice. So yeah, but I really, really love big butts on men or women, you know, the kind of like you slap or something like that. Yeah, I said that I don't really care, but yeah, deep down I'm in into a little bigger butts. So slap them and grab them and something like that. And my favorite body part on myself, my legs. I have and my ass, so I have two. They are connected, so I count them as one. Sorry. My legs, they are very long and smooth, and yeah, of course, my butt, because it's very slappable, I say, and I get very, very much compliments for that, so I think it's a very appealing body part. 30. Do you watch porn? Yes, of course I watch porn, but not as much as I used to since I discovered GWA. It's more like voices turning me on much more right now than the visual thing. So yeah, I think just, I don't know, one or two times a week right now, if I watch porn, that's it. So okay, that was it. No more questions here. I have the really stupid feeling that I say so much and so stupid things, and yeah, I really hope I didn't bore you all to death right now, and I hope you had fun and you learned something about me. And yeah, if you have any questions, shoot me a private mail or something like that, and yeah, or a comment, and yeah, I will answer them. So I hope you have fun, and well, we will hear us in my next audio and my next questionnaire. So bye bye, have a nice day.